On Mondays, we focus on education issues here in the state of Florida with our State Impact Florida team. And today, community colleges accept anyone who applies. In Florida, so do state colleges. That's not to be confused with the state's universities. But students do need to take a test to see if they are ready for college courses. And in Florida, more than half are not. That is the finding of an investigation by the Florida Center for Investigative Reporting and WLRN Miami Herald News' State Impact Florida team. In the first of a series of stories we'll be running throughout the month of December, reporter Sarah Gonzalez tells us why so many high school graduates have to take remedial courses in college.
Let's start in the classroom.
R-E-E-K, reek. If you say, oh, that reeks. It smells, okay? But is it positive? Would you say, oh, yeah, I love her perfume. It reeks. Would you say that?
You probably this isn't elementary school or high school. It's college, a remedial reading class one step above the most remedial level. Associate Professor Michelle Riley is teaching students about literal and figurative language, the difference between the words wound and wound, produce and produce. It costs the same tuition as any class at Miami-Dade College. In remedial writing, the goal of the semester-long course is for college students to write one paragraph.
A single paragraph composition, and it's very difficult, yes.
It makes you feel like you're, you know, dumb or something. It makes you feel really bad.
Shakira Lockett took these remedial classes. She graduated from Coral Gables Senior High in 2008 and went straight to community college. When she took the placement test, she failed everything, reading, writing, and math. And it came as a surprise. In high school, she had always gotten good grades in reading and writing.
Oh, all B's, A's, all the time in English. Yes, reading English was excellent for me.
In 2011, about 30,000 high school graduates in Florida found out they had to take at least one remedial class. Remedial work doesn't count toward a degree. Each class is an entire semester, and students can't start college-level courses until they pass each remedial course. For Shakira Lockett, that meant she was in college for a year and a half before she took her first college-level class.
My dream is to be the next Oprah Winfrey, so I have to struggle hard, get everything done, push myself to be where I need to be, to make my parents proud of me and to make myself proud, because I really want to be something in life. Really, really want to.
Education experts say part of the problem in Florida is that a high school diploma has never really meant you're ready for college, and neither has passing the FCAT, Florida's high school exit exam. Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush has been a proponent of the FCAT, but now the conservative education advocate admits the test has some flaws.
It's really a gateway to graduate from high school, not to be college ready, as evidenced by the fact that kids don't graduate because they can't pass a 10th grade level test, or worse yet, as you said, 50% of our students need remedial work to be able to take a college course.
In 2011, remedial education cost the state and students $168 million. About a third of that was for students fresh out of high school. And the cost is even higher for students who have a hard time passing their remedial courses, fail twice, and tuition more than doubles. That's what happened to Shakira after she failed reading two times. Her mom, Shireen Milton, a school bus driver for the Miami-Dade School District, says she struggled to help with tuition.
We scraped up the money from everybody, You know, her godmother helped, godfather. Being that she's such a respectable kid, I could always go to somebody for help. I just hope she could make it in life, you know, better than her mom driving the school bus.
The Florida college system used to require more remedial classes at different levels, but in an attempt to help students move through the system faster and cheaper, it reduced the requirements. And the state now offers remedial education to high school seniors, hoping they won't need to pay for the same classes in college. Matthew Ladner is with the Foundation for Excellence in Education, a Florida-based advocacy group. He points out that more students and more students of color are graduating from Florida high schools than ever before. So, he says, the need for remediation isn't surprising.
A lot of those students in Florida higher education institutions today would have dropped out of high school, you know, 15 years ago, right? So this is sort of a process on the way to success.
In other words, according to Ladner, more high school graduates means more students need remedial classes. But Florida's graduation rates are still among the lowest in the country, and critics say public schools should do a better job preparing students for college work. High school teacher Valette Tucker says she's constantly surprised that even her honors students are not at the level they should be.
You mean all the time? All the time. Like, I look at some of my students and I said, gosh, I wish we could just, you know, be reading this piece of work or this novel. They're not there yet. They don't know the meaning of that word. The vocabulary is not where it should be. The stamina for reading.
She teaches 10th grade English at Miami Northwestern, but says her students read at a 7th grade level. Again, those are honor students. Offering remedial education is what allows state and community colleges to give everyone the chance to get a college education. The alternative would mean many more students, even honors students, can't go. Shakira Lockett remembers her first professor challenging the class to make it to the finish line. Many of the students in her first remedial class moved on to the second remedial class together. And on the day she got her diploma, that professor was on the stage.
She looks at me and says, how many people are you walking with that you know? And none of my friends were behind me. None of the people that I knew. It was just me. And I felt really, really accomplished. I felt really happy. I was really proud of myself. And she gave me a hug and told me, good job.
Students who take remedial classes are less likely to graduate than their peers who can work toward their degrees right away. That's one of the downfalls of remedial education. With State Impact Florida, I'm Sarah Gonzalez in Miami.